This is Albert Mohler with today's audio blog for albertmohler.com.
NARAL's daughters. The abortion rights crowd is concerned. Nancy Keenan is worried. The current president of NARAL, Keenan, detects a loss of fervor in support of abortion rights among younger women, and she talked openly to Newsweek magazine about her concern. Are we witnessing a major shift of momentum on the issue of abortion? Keenan's group is officially known as NARAL Pro-Choice America. It was founded in 1969 as the National Association for Repeal of Abortion Laws, and NARAL is the oldest abortion rights advocacy group in the United States. The group may have changed its name after Roe v. Wade, but it hasn't changed its agenda. NARAL is committed to an all-out defense of abortion rights. All this comes to light in a report by Sarah Cliff of Newsweek. In the magazine's April 26, 2010 edition, Cliff outlines the challenges facing the abortion rights movement. In the aftermath of the health care reform signed into law by President Obama, abortion rights groups are licking their political wounds. As Cliff explains, the movement woke up to the fact that a significant number of Democrats in both the House and the Senate are pro-life. Even as the executive order signed by President Obama offered some limited and tenuous protections for the unborn, the pro-abortion movement was far more alarmed by the fact that the House of Representatives had earlier passed the so-called Stupak Amendment that would have represented the most significant modification of abortion law since Roe v. Wade. Cliff argues that the final form of the health care reform legislation was more than a psychological setback for the pro-abortion movement. Since the law requires a separate check for any abortion coverage and qualified insurance plans, the structure could well prove so onerous, she says, that insurers drop abortion coverage altogether. That remains to be seen, of course. Nevertheless, Keenan is worried. The leadership in the abortion rights movement is getting older. She referred to her generation of abortion rights advocates as the postmenopausal militia. Even as this generation leads the major abortion rights movements today, they look behind them and see far less passion for abortion rights among younger women. Nancy Keenan told Sarah Cliff that she just doesn't see a passion among the post-Roe generation. In a fascinating twist, she adds, at least on her side. Cliff then writes this. This past January, when Keenan's train pulled into Washington's Union Station a few blocks from the Capitol, she was greeted by a swarm of anti-abortion rights activists. It was the 37th annual March for Life, organized every year on January 22nd, the anniversary of Roe. I just thought, my gosh, they are so young, Keenan recalled. There are so many of them, and they are so young. March for Life estimates that it drew 400,000 activists to the Capitol this year. An anti-Stupak rally, 2 months earlier, had about 1,300 attendees. There are so many of them, and they are so young. That is one of the most encouraging sentences to be found in any recent coverage of the abortion issue. The president of NARAL saw the March for Life crowd and noted its numbers and its youth. The sight clearly gave Nancy Keenan pause. Beyond that observation, NARAL has sobering research data to consider. Their own research suggests a significant intensity gap between older and younger women in America. Even as surveys indicate that Americans remain deeply divided over the question of abortion, the numbers are only part of the story. The other part of the political equation is passion and intensity, and on these factors, the pro-life movement scores well above the abortion rights movement, especially among younger voters. NARAL's own research indicates that the younger generation of women, the millennials, do not, quote, view abortion as an imperiled right in need of defenders, end quote. Then there is the ultrasound. Kate Michaelman, former NARAL president, acknowledges that the ultrasound technologies help shift the focus of the abortion controversy to the moral status of the unborn baby rather than merely the rights of the pregnant woman. Quote, the technology has clearly helped to define how people think about a fetus as a full, breathing human being, end quote, she admits. Quote, the other side has been able to use the technology to its own end, end quote. Yes, the pro-life movement has indeed been able to use the technology to focus attention on the unborn baby and without apology. The sights of the life within the womb change everything. It's nothing less than breathtaking to read Kate Michaelman speak of the unborn child as a full, breathing human being. Sarah Cliff suggests that support for abortion rights remains high among even younger American women, but without sufficient passion and sense of urgency. She reports that NARAL and other groups must change their approach. The approach favored by many pro-abortion advocates starts with an acknowledgement that abortion is a morally complex issue. Some activists want to see, quote, an open discussion about the moral, ethical, and emotional complexity of abortion that would be more likely to resonate with young women, end quote. As Sarah Cliff explains, pro-abortion advocates have been stalwartly unwilling to admit this complexity, quote, viewing it as a slippery slope toward their own defeat, end quote. Nancy Keenan is among those calling for the more honest debate. She told a crowd in Austin, Texas, that our reluctance to address the moral complexity of this debate is no longer serving our cause or our country well, end quote. Yet Cliff reminds her readers, when the health care reform bill was in debate, no one was talking about moral complexity. If the abortion rights groups do not connect with the younger generation, she warned, may well find themselves sidelined. Cliff's report is both insightful and important, very important. Alongside her analysis stands the Roe effect argument made back in 2005 by James Taranto of the Wall Street Journal. Here is the core of his argument. It is a statement of fact, not a moral judgment, to observe that every pregnancy aborted today results in one fewer eligible voter 18 years from now. It seems self-evident that pro-choice women are more likely to have abortions than pro-life ones, and common sense suggests that children tend to gravitate toward their parents' values. End quote. In other words, the pro-abortion movement has weakened itself by the very fact that its core members tend to have fewer children and have abortions in larger numbers than the general population. That math does not work to their advantage. The biggest factor in all this, we must hope, is the growing sense among Americans that abortion is horribly wrong, not just morally complex. Once Americans see that full, breathing human being in the womb, everything has changed. NARAL's daughters are not where their mothers and even grandmothers were on the issue of abortion. That is a sign of hope and a sign that the conscience of a culture can indeed be changed. I'm Albert Bowman.